Rob and his wife Lizzie are from Wickford. They head up New Life Church and Miracle House in Crouch Valley. That's the technical term. And Terry goes to Ignite, which is at Rob's church. So a big fan, obviously, of New Life Church as well. Anyway, it's great to have you with us, Rob. I'm going to hand over, I was about to say the platform. We haven't quite got the platform, but the microphone to you. If you want to give Rob a warm, billericay welcome, as extravagantly as you'd like. It's lovely to have you with us today.
Well, it's really nice to be here. So I'm just going to... I've got a few things I think the Lord might want to say to you guys, but... So if it's wrong, it's me. Okay, and if it's right, it's him. So that's kind of great. Yes, I just wanted to start off with... Firstly, one of the things that I really want to chase after in my environment, wherever I go, is that people will be healed. And I believe that we leak what we carry. So I have expectation that someone here might actually be healed as I just minister. So, but I'm having an interesting journey with God around deafness. I feel that I want to see some breakthroughs in my own environment of people being healed from deafness. So if you've struggled with hearing, if you could just put your hand up. Your son, that'd be great. He's not here, but no. So I'm just going to pray, okay? And I was at CGC Basildon a couple of weeks ago and someone got some degree of healing in deafness. So I'm just hoping and believing that I will get that someone's ears completely unblocked. Okay. So Papa, I just want to give you praise that you have said we can heal the sick. And so I just speak to deafness right now in the name of Jesus. And I say, ears be opened. Hearing restored in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Yesterday I was up in Manchester at a Pioneer conference and I still feel like I'm driving down the M6 and M1. So forgive me if I come across a little bit tired. It's not my intention. My wife and I have been on a journey over the last 5 or 6, maybe 7 years, of just encountering how good God is. And wherever we go, we just want to release that over people and just say God is good, and he actually thinks you're good. Because I used to think that I wasn't good enough. And without Jesus, I clearly aren't. But with him I am. I am good because he has made me good. He has made me a carrier of his presence. And wherever I go, I have the wonderful privilege of releasing the presence of God. And my wife and I, we spend a lot of time intentionally hungering and thirsting after Jesus. Because I need so much more of him. So I'm not here this morning as an expert. I'm not here as an expert anything really. I just am passionately in love with Jesus. And if all you get from being here this morning through listening to me is a little bit of excitement around Jesus, then I think I've done my job. I haven't got any spectacular message. You know, my message or our message, my wife and I, is just Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. And then when that's finished, it's Jesus. You know, I'm going to leave this planet. I'm going to be in his presence, totally in his presence. But hopefully I'm going to leave something behind that inspires other people to push into more of Jesus than I have. I want to be a light. I want to be a beacon. I want to be a declarer of the good news of Jesus. And I believe God is changing the way Essex is branded. You know, I am not orange. I don't go to the Sugar Hut. I certainly wouldn't want to be on television like those guys are. But I want to tell you that Essex is going to be great. And it's going to be a place where people want to come and live. And, you know, my wife always laughs. I always say I'm from Basildon, which really upsets her because she likes to say we're from Wickford. But, you know, I believe God is changing the way Basildon is going to be known. And it's going to become a great place to live. I know you guys from Billericay are a little bit upmarket. So we kind of look up to you, but we look a little bit down towards Vange and Pitsley. I don't know why that is, but, you know, you guys are great. So I feel like I've gone upmarket this morning. Okay, I'm in Basildon, Billericay. Sorry, I'm in Billericay. And it's a privilege to be here. As I was driving over, I was just thinking, you know what, in all the time I've been involved in Christian work, I've never had the privilege of speaking to a church in Billericay. So I just want to thank Andy and Jane for inviting us. You know, these guys are real heroes, superstars. You know, they're just brilliant to be around. And Liz and I are just loving building a relationship with these guys that hopefully will be mutually beneficial. But also, more importantly, that the kingdom will be established more in this place. You know, this county needs wild lovers of Jesus. You don't have to go to Mozambique to be wild. I don't know if you've ever heard of Heidi Baker, but boy, she's wild. I mean, Liz and I, we had the privilege we had the privilege of having Winnie Banoff with us, and she was absolutely wild. So, yeah. But God wants you to be wild. Not, you know, I always say God's the comforter. He never makes us comfortable. I don't hear too many amens to that. He hasn't come here to make you comfortable. He's come here to be your comforter. He's come here to, actually he wants to blow your life apart. He wants to wreck you. You know, these people who come and say, "I'll give your life to Jesus," you know, it'd be great. I have to say, it isn't normally. You know, when the offering goes around, you know, you know those times when you've got £10 in your pocket and the offering goes round, and the person always says, "What is it God's asking you to give?" And you think, "Oh, might it just be 50 pence?" And you think, "Actually, no, I need to give it all." Because God is looking for our all. He's looking for you and I to give our everything. And the more that you give, the more that you get. It's just bonkers, isn't it? In the world, it says save. In the kingdom, it's give. It's just nuts. Give. Give time. Give energy. The hungry always get fed in the kingdom. So how hungry are you? Are you hungry? I mean, not for the blue ball. Although that sounds really nice. I'm just hungry for Jesus. I want to see dead people raised. I don't just want to read about it. I want to see it. Is it possible? Well, I think it is because Jesus said it's possible. I just want to say to you, say to myself, we need to raise our expectation of what God wants to do. God wants to do something through this environment. God wants to use you to change Billericay. As I was just sort of, I've got a message, but I just go with this little thing first. You know, God wants to pour out his spirit here this morning. He comes to those that are hungry and thirst for him. Hunger and thirst. How thirsty are you? How thirsty are you for him? Not for Christendom, but for him. How yielded are you for the Holy Spirit? I can say all this because I don't know any of you apart from Andy and Jane and a couple of guys over here. I don't know you. I'm not here to offend you, but I want to say God wants you to be hungry. You can never outdo him. Isn't it amazing when God feeds people, he starts off with five loaves and two fish, and he ends up with 12 baskets. Work that one out. There's always more. There's more. There's more. There's more. There's more. There's more. You can't get enough. There's always more. The moment that we feel filled, we're leaking. And I just believe that God wants to say to Essex, I want to come and breathe on you afresh. You know, there's answers to some of the problems in Billericay in this room right now. You have answers. God wants to spiritually download stuff into you that will help your neighbour to see something different. He downloads information into you in your quiet times, in your devotional times, as you're reading scripture. He downloads information and you think, wow, I've never seen that before. God wants to use you mightily. Mightily. Oops, I was just going to do an Ignite talk. Sorry. So can we just, if you've got, my Bible's upside down. If you just turn to Romans 12. I just want to read this over you because I believe God wants to shift some mindsets here. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. God isn't looking for us to sacrifice cows any longer. He's looking for us to sacrifice ourselves. Living sacrifice. That's a strange one, because normally a sacrifice, I don't know why, I'm just looking at you, but a living sacrifice normally is, you know, I'm going to sacrifice something, I'm going to, that's what they did. It was pretty easy, I guess, because it wasn't you, it was an animal in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, God says, I want you to sacrifice yourself as a living sacrifice. Do you know it's hard to live as a dead man? But we're dead. When we asked Jesus into our life, what did we say? We said we die to self. That's going to be pretty hard for me next week, Saturday or Sunday, when England play Scotland at rugby. It's going to be hard to say, if someone rings up and says, could you take me to Heathrow Airport? Oh, no. But a living sacrifice says yes. And it's going to be hard in 2 weeks after that when we go to Ireland and play, hopefully for the, if you're an English fan, you're hopeful, hopefully for the Grand Slam. It's going to be even harder to sacrifice then if someone comes in and says, hey, I just want to muck up your telly. A living sacrifice gives up. And I believe that there's something around sacrifice that we need to learn. And you know what? You can only do it yourself. The only person that sacrificed themselves is you. We often say in our environment, that no is an acceptable answer. That I don't need to do everything that people want me to do. But I do need to have my ear tuned to what he's asking me to do. You are powerful. So God is asking for you to be a living sacrifice. That's good news. It's really good news. If he's asking us to do something, it's good. And I don't know about you, but I find it hard sometimes to sacrifice myself. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is true worship. So you, next week you're going to have some downloads on worship. This is true worship. It's not singing songs. Although that helps. And I don't want to knock out worship, guys. But I don't know about you, but I've been at church sometimes and I've raised my hands. And in my heart, I've been somewhere else. But I'm just so desperate to encounter him that I'm realizing worship now is not just singing songs. It's a 100% daily devotional journey. And as you're going through your day, yielded to the presence of God, he just speaks to you about things, about people. Do you know God is always speaking? And I just want to, just something else I felt God say to me as I was driving here. You know, God wants to release the prophetic right across Essex. Your neighbours need to hear the now word of God. Treasure hunting isn't just for a Saturday morning, 1 hour a month. There are treasures all around you. Every day, and they just need a download from Jesus. He cares about them. He cares about your unsaved husband or unsaved wife. He cares about your unsaved kids. And I don't know about you, but when you've got kids that are away from God, I am desperate for my son-in-law and daughter to be given a prophetic word by someone other than me. Who speaks right into their situation. Who opens them up like a kipper, as we say in the East End. Aren't you desperate for your kids to get given words that they know can only be from God? I mean, the wonderful lady at the back who talked about the thing. You know, was you excited? Aren't you tired of the devil robbing you? You know, in John 10:10, it says that the enemy has only come to rob, kill and destroy. I want to suggest to you that that is exactly what he does amongst us. He comes along and he robs us. He plunders us. And Jesus said, I've come to give you life and life in all of its life in abundance. And I believe God wants to give you abundant life. Not just a little bit. He wants you to be overflowing. With his presence. It's only as you overflow that you can leak. So I was going to talk about this a bit later, but in Ezekiel about the river, you know, how deep do you want to go? Because I think there's too many people in a church that just want to paddle. I don't know about you, but I want to go out into the deep. I want to go out to the place where I have to trust him enough. That's what sacrifice means. It means not, if you can do it, you don't need God. God wants to take us out. In Hebrews 6, it says he wants us to go on to maturity. And I had this dream this week. I was speaking at my own church. And the church that I'm part of, anyway, it's not my own. Actually, Jesus owns it. And I just found myself preaching this message. And you know what it was? for about an hour. They must have been bored senseless. All I said was in my dream was, grow up! Grow up! Grow up! And I think that's the church that I'm part of. We need to grow up, to put away the elementary stuff. There is far more. And I believe that there is a revival going to come on this nation. And it's going to come to the people that are hungry and thirsting for Him. That are willing to lay aside stuff. For the better. And you know what? That includes you. Do you want better? Do you want to see more people saved? How many people have you seen saved this week? How many people have you prayed for? How many people have you prophesied over? How many people have you given a word of knowledge to? How many people have you given money out of your pocket and said, be blessed? Wherever Jesus went, He caused a stir. He upset the religious. There's no religious here, I hope. Yeah, we hope not. A mindset change in this story. But the renewing of your mind. I don't know about you, but my mind needs to be renewed. I need to be able to look at my neighbour and think, yes, he does need a word from God. And then the next thing is, can I give it? Whew, that's nervous, isn't it? To go up to someone, your neighbour, and say, the Lord wants to say this to you. But the world out there is desperate. Desperate. Desperate for an encounter with someone who is Jesus. They're not looking for church. They're looking for a Saviour. And Jesus is it. And I just wish He hadn't gone back. I wish He'd stayed. Because a load of questions I got in my head. He does it so much better. You know, every person got healed. It says, oh, I wish that was me. Lord, from 5%, can I get to 10%? But in order to see people healed, you have to pray for the sick. In order to know if you're hearing God, you need to give the word. Your neighbours need to know that they're loved. You know, I've got guys in the church that I'm part of, they don't even know their neighbour's name. We are called to be light. We are called to be light bearers, to be a city on a hill. We're called to be world changers, revivalists. Sorry, I've lost my notes. There are notes, just in case you wondered. See, Jesus, he promised us eternal life, John 3:16. Eternal life. What does abundance of life look like? I think Jesus is a great role model. He said, didn't he, in John 5, about 17, 18, he said, I have only come to do what I see my Father doing. What is Father doing? Well, I think He's raising the dead, casting out demons, healing the leper, giving sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, feeding the hungry, setting the oppressed free, speaking words of life, releasing destiny, calling out the gold in people. That's what he's doing. And I want to suggest that that's what we should be doing too. That our job is to represent him well. Your job, my job. When you're at work tomorrow, you know, we're in our environment, we're kind of asking the question, church is great. It's great to gather like this. It's brilliant. I mean, we should gather regularly and often. But the reason we gather is to take what we receive and go. Go. And I just find it interesting in that Ezekiel passage 47, I think it is definitely 47. It's there, it is. You go ankle deep, then you go knee deep, then you go waist deep, then you go up to your shoulders. And I remember my kids, we'd go into the sea, and you know what, they'd stand, the water would be here. So if the waves come, it'd go over their head, and they'd be, hey, daddy, I'm not going, I don't like it. You remember all that? And I think we're a bit like that as Christians. We like to have our feet on the ground, just in case God doesn't work. But what do you think God wants to do? When he sees you go to your neighbour with a word of knowledge, do you think he wants you to fail? No, but that's what the devil says. Oh, you'll get it wrong. Don't give it. And you know what? We listen to that liar. And what he does is he robs you. And he robs your friend. And he robs your neighbour. Through fear. And fear is such a barrier to moving in the presence of God. If Jesus says, I've come to give you life and life in all its fullness, what has he come to do? A bit louder, guys, can't hear you. So what does that mean? It means life in all its fullness, doesn't it? It means set us free, absolutely. He has come to break off the shackles. He has come to release you, to fire you up. This is why Terry loves Ignite, because we keep telling her this. You are a world changer. You have been brought into this world with destiny. God has placed stuff on you. You have the ability to transform communities, to breathe life into deaf situations, to see people plucked from hell into heaven. That's what we are. We are sons and daughters. I've got a daughter. Two daughters, actually. And do you know what? I want them to have everything. I don't want to hold nothing back. I want them to be richer than I am. I want them to be generous as well, but I don't want them to struggle. I don't want them to make mistakes. Of course they do. I'm a fallen father, but our Father in heaven, he wants you to succeed. He wants you to succeed. You are approved. Totally approved. How deep do you want to go? Because he won't force you. That's the good news. He won't force you. But he wants us to go out into the deep where there's life. In order to get the life that God wants us to have, we have to sacrifice the life that we want to have and live out of his fullness. So Jesus, I just ask, Papa God, that you will pour out your Spirit on this wonderful group of people from Revival Church, that they will live out of your fullness. Is it okay just to give some words? I don't know your name. Jess. Would you mind just standing up, Jess? I don't know what you do, so that's pretty good news. But I just sense that God has placed within you a heart for people. That there is compassion on you. And you sometimes look at injustice and you get quite passionate about that. But the Lord wants to say to you that he has put a soft heart in you. And it's a heart for the broken, the marginalised and the lost. And that the Lord is going to take you, Jess, to places where you're going to minister firsthand healing and restoration where there has been brokenness. I sense that you probably got one already, but you need to get a passport. And you need to get over your fear of spiders and go and enjoy the world. I believe God has put travelling shoes on your feet. Mum and Dad may get a little bit nervous sometimes where you go, but I believe God is going to pull you into environments that are going to blow you away, and you're going to help to answer some of the injustices that you feel. If it doesn't mean anything to you, it's me. If it means something, I would suggest it could be the Lord. I think you must be Jane and Rob's daughter, but I don't know. So what is your name? Sarah, would you like to stand? Actually, I just think I want to bring you out the front here, if I may. Actually, could you stand on here? Yeah. I believe you're called to speak to your generation. You've cried to God and said, why is it that so many of my friends that used to walk with you no longer walk with you? And the Lord wants to say that he is putting something in you that is going to be a shout for your generation to come back. But not just come back and be the way they were, but actually to be the world changers that they were called to be. And I believe God is going to put you onto platforms to speak out his words. And what the enemy sought to rob you through your sickness was just something God happened so that God could bring you to the place where he wants you to be. And I believe that you're going to speak to many around your age. Is that okay? I don't know if that means anything, but... I'm just wondering if there's any more words that God wants to speak over people. And I feel drawn to you. You're quite colourful. But I just sense that there's a spark in you that God just wants to really ignite. I can see you've been robbed by certain sicknesses and disease. That's not a gift of discernment, that's just observation. But I believe that there is a spark in you that God just really wants to ignite. And actually, it's going to impact many. It's going to change lives. And I believe God has put colour in you. There's colour, creativity. It's going to explode out. There's a bit of fear. A lot of fear, actually. So, Lord, I just want to break that off. What is your name?
Susie.
I just want to break fear off of Susie. I just want to break sickness off of Susie. I want to break disease off of Susie in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Father, just to release color. 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 I don't think you're a quiet person. No. Just, yeah, your husband. Is he your husband? You can beat him up when you get home. Okay. But actually, God wants to make you colourful too. He's going to use you as a couple. He's going to use you. And you've often... this is not to be rude, but I'm just going with what I feel God. So you're not a grey person, you're a colour person. And something was put on you in your childhood that made you feel restricted. And God just wants to give you a coat of many colours. He's breaking some stuff off of you that has been on your life since you was a teenager. Some negative words were spoke over you. And God is just breaking them right now in Jesus' name. He's going to... There used to be a thing years ago we used to call it colour me beautiful. I think God is going to colour you beautiful. You're looking petrified, and that really attracts me. The lady in the white. Do you just want to come out? You did it earlier. Yeah, come with me. I'll hold your hand. Because this is... Do you know, this lady needs a dose, a full dose of confidence. Because actually God says you're really beautiful. And over your life sometimes there's been some stuff spoken that's not made you feel like that. But God is just saying he's brought you into this family to be encouraged, to be built up, to be strengthened, and to become the world changer that he has called you to be. And guys, I just, what is your name?
Kathy.
I just believe Kathy struggles sometimes to feel loved and accepted. And our job is to break that lie and let her know that she is cherished and highly favoured. He loves you, Kathy. He loves you. Thank you for being brave. If I could just do one more, is that okay? Could you? Would you mind coming out? Actually, I'm really sorry, so I've only picked on women. And this is, there's a lot more women here than men, isn't there? I've just noticed that. Yeah, not you, sorry. You are a man. I know that. So you sat there thinking, I hope that guy doesn't pick on me. I didn't. I just felt God wanted to draw you out. What's your name?
Olivia.
So Olivia, can I just take your hand? See, the Lord, you're reluctant. You're a reluctant person. Can you do something? Oh, if I must. But deep down, there's a desire in you to serve the Lord. And he's going to take you on an adventure over these next... timings don't mean a lot, but I just want to say over the next 6 months, God's going to take you on an adventure. So it may be longer than 6 months, it may be short, but it's going to be an adventure. And you're going to need the Holy Spirit. So Lord, I just pray for Olivia right now. Holy Spirit, loose on her. Q. Kiba. Come on, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Yeah, he wants to baptize you to overflowing in his Spirit. Yeah. Right, I tell you what I see. I see you laying hands on people and imparting Jesus. I see you breaking out of your timidity into boldness. And when I talked about going up to people and giving prophetic words and that, you thought, not you. But the God wants to say, yes, you. Stop putting yourself third in the queue. God wants you to be at the front, at the forefront, breaking into new ground. Does that excite you?
Yeah.
It excites me. Thank you for being with me. So guys, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be here. My message was a bit gobbledygook, but hey, I wanted to be obedient. Thank you, Andy. Hope I wasn't too long.
Thanks again, Rob, for being with us. If you want to just grab Rob, Rob will be around. But yeah, why not? Why not? Absolutely, absolutely. And just to add that if the ministry team will be at the front, if there's anything else you need to be prayed for. But yeah, you'll be around for a little bit. If people, yeah. Thank you, Rob. Bless you. Teas and coffees in the bar later.